Hi everyone, Mishnah Zivui, Chanukah Sameach. The Gemara discusses the issue of Chanukah candles and where, in particular, we should place the Chanukah candles. So while many of us, certainly in the Chutz La'aretz and even in Eretz Yisrael, many people light the candles inside the house, oftentimes by a window that that's adjacent to the road, so that it can be properly observed by people and thus fulfilling the concept of Pirsume Nisa, publicizing the miracle. The fundamental halacha, according to the Gemara, is that the candles should be placed by the entrance to one's home. And when discussing that, there's an argument in the Gemara, where by the entrance should it be? So one opinion says that when you come into the house, it should be on the right side. And the explanation for that opinion is that, generally speaking, this is a rule for all mitzvot. Many, many mitzvot we like to do with the right hand, on the right side. The Gemara says that only time you turn, you should turn towards the right. Meaning that there's a certain symbolism to the right beams and things like that. And there's many bits where we find that have the similar things. So for example, when it comes to the Arba Minim on Sukkot, the Lulav and the Etrog, so the three of the Minim are together, the Lulav, the Hadassim, and the Arava, they're bundled together. And we know the halacha is those are the ones that should go into the right hand. For a person who's right-handed, they go into the right hand. And we say because there's more mitzvot there, and generally speaking, we like mitzvot to be to the right. If you notice also, when we take the Sefer Torah out of the Aron, out of the Ark, on Mondays and Thursdays and on Shabbat. So when the Chazan walks the Sefer Torah back towards the Bima, he turns to the right side. He walks on the right side of the shul, facing facing away from the Aron. And the same happens on the way back, from the Bima back to the Aron. Also, he walks back to the right. Again, it's the same idea. So we understand the opinion that would suggest that the Chanukiah should be placed also on the right side of the doorway. The other opinion says, no, we should place it on the left side of the doorway. And in fact, that's the halacha. The halacha is that we place the Chanukiah, if you're lighting it by the doorway, you place it on the left side of the door as you walk into the house. So what's the explanation for this halacha? So the Mishnah Berurah and others explain, this is sort of the classic explanation, is that when you have, when you're thinking about the doorway, how many mitzvot do we really have about the doorway? Really, the answer is two. We have two fundamental mitzvot that we know about. One is Chanukiah, and we also have the mezuzah. Well, we know that the mezuzah already goes on the right side of the door. As you walk into the house, the mezuzah is always on the right-hand side. And therefore, if you have the Chanukiah, it makes beautiful sense. It's a beautiful idea. We place it on the left side. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, that way you're surrounded by mitzvah. You walk into your house, you have the mezuzah on the right and the Chanukiah on your left. There's other sources which actually talk about walking into the house wearing a talit. So you have, you're really full of mitzvah. You have the mezuzah on the right, the Chanukiah on the left, and the talit, wrapped around you. You're really wrapped completely in mitzvot. This beautiful, beautiful image about our approach to mitzvot, especially this time of Chanukah. But again, the question could be asked, it seems a little bit unusual. We know that, again, we have this idea that mitzvot generally go on the right. So what would be so bad if we would place the Chanukiah on the right side, just as with the mezuzah? And then we have these beautiful, we could have other explanations. We could say that, the mezuzah up high and the Chanukiah down low, because the Chanukiah, after all, is usually placed relatively low to the ground. So I heard this very beautiful explanation from Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg of Boca Raton, and he explained as follows. That perhaps we would say that although walking into the house, we do have the mezuzah on the right and the Chanukiah on the left, but perhaps our perspective can be a little bit different, which is that as we walk into the house, we have the mezuzah on the right, and as we leave the house, the Chanukiah is on the right. And perhaps the symbolism is like this, that the mezuzah represents sort of the fundamental core beliefs of Judaism, right? It contains the Shema, right? So Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that Hashem is unity, and basic core beliefs about Judaism. So as we walk into our house, we should always keep in mind, the right-hand side as we walk in, be reminded of our core Jewish beliefs. And that's really important, that our house protects us, and what really protects us in our house is our fundamental Jewish tradition and our belief in Hashem, and the value of it. But what does the Chanukiah represent? The Chanukiah represents the light. And the light that's always meant to be shining outwards, right? We put it either by a window or by the entrance to our home, that people from the outside can see the light. And there, the attitude sort of Chanukah is not one of insularity, one of sort of closing ourselves off in our own homes. The lesson of Chanukah, the message of Chanukah, is one of bringing the light outside the house. And if that really is the message, then the perspective of the Chanukiah is one really as we leave the house. And there, if you look to the right and you see the Chanukiah, it represents the fundamental message behind the Chanukiah, the idea of spreading the light outwards and being able to share the beauty of Torah and Mitzvot with those outside the house. So I think this is a really beautiful idea about Hanukkah, that again, on the one hand, we have to resist the temptations of the Hellenistic culture, right? That's sort of one of the lessons, right? Fighting against the Syrian Greeks wasn't just about against an army, it was against the culture. And then the defense against that is the mezuzah. The mezuzah helps us keep focused on what our fundamental values are. And that we keep strong as we walk into the house to make sure our house is one full of Torah. But there's another message of Hanukkah, which is not to keep everything inside, but rather to share the light outside. And there, as we walk outside the house, we look to our right again and see the beautiful lights of the Chanukiah to give us strength to remind us that our real purpose in life is to spread the light beyond the four walls of our house. Wishing everyone a meaningful and enjoyable Hanukkah Sameach.